Okay, we're up to Perek Yud Aleph. We're speaking about Nikias, meaning being totally clean of Averis, and the first Avera that he showed to be totally clean of is very difficult, and you have to really know a lot, learn a lot, and be very careful, is stealing. Okay, and stealing is a very serious Avera. And even people who would never think of taking somebody, something of somebody else's, but there are so many subtle kinds of stealing that that if you really want to be clean of stealing, you have to really know what the halachas are, and you have to be very, very careful. Now he's going to explain those things. The Omru Chazal, it's where the quote of Bava Basra Peches on the days. It's not too far in. It's about in mine. It's a page about a page into the parak. The Omru Zal Kosha Gezel Hedyot Mi Gezel Gavoa. Okay, no. Kufar. No. The next sentence. Kufar Patru Es Apoalim Haosim Eitzo Balabayis Mi Birkas Hamotzi Mi Brachos Achronos the Birkas Hamazon. Okay, a person who's working, who's being paid by the hour. Okay, pay by the day, not pay by the hours, pay by the day. So he owes his employee, his employer, a full day's of work. Now, don't get scared with this if you're working and getting paid a weekly or monthly salary and are supposed to be working from 8 to 4, 9 to 5, whatever it may be, because it also depends on the custom of the place, how much you can take a break, coffee break or whatever. So most of these halachas don't apply today, because under the circumstances it's understood that people who hire people are not makbid that they get every second of time of work from them. It's accepted that the work conditions are much more relaxed. Okay, but where that is not the case, where in the time of Chazal, if you were hired out for a day, a week, a month, whatever, and you're supposed to work from sunrise to sunset, pashtus, in the fields, and you took a coffee break, right, or schmoozed with your neighbor, you're stealing. Because you're stealing time from your employer who's paying you for that time. The not only that, but in order to avoid that, right, they said that a person who, what's it called, is working by a balabayas, doesn't have to make brachas. He can eat without a bracha, because the time it takes to say a bracha, he's stealing that time from his employer. So the Rabbanan, who instituted brachas, said, we are waiving our brachas that you shouldn't steal time from your employer. So you didn't have to make, what's it called, birchas hamotzi, in other words, brachas that are only rabbinic, and even the Torah brachas of benching, you only had to say the first three brachas which are from the Torah, and the fourth bracha not. How long does it take to say the fourth bracha? But those few seconds is considered stealing from the employer. So they exempted you from saying, from benching the last bracha. But filu kriyashma lo chivam libatim melachtam, elav parsha rishon bilvat. And even when it came to saying kriyashma, right, they said that the first parsha, you stop work and say it, and after that, go back into the tree and continue your harvesting and say it while you're working. So, because again, not to waste time from your employer's time that he's paying you for. Kal v'chomer, so if that's the case, they were so mamish to the seconds, not to steal seconds from your employer. Kal v'chomer, ben benoshel kal v'chomer, l'divri harishus, shekol schir yom osu behen, shol levatim malachlo shebalabayis. Surely a guy can't take a break, talk, sit down for a few minutes, or whatever, on somebody else's time that he's paying you for. V'im over harizagasan. And if you do, you're stealing. It's no different than going and robbing a bank. You're stealing time that you're being paid for. Hine Abba Chilkia, the Gemara in Tainus, brings down a case of Abba Chilkia. Afilu sholom lohishi l'talmidei chachom shenosmo sholom sholivatun melachas reiv. The Chachamim came, and they wanted him to daven for rain. It was a big tzaddik. And he was in the middle of working. He was a hired laborer. He was working. And they came to him, and he didn't say hello to them. Because saying hello would have taken time off from his work, even a few seconds, and that's stealing. V'Yaakov Avinu, Olav HaSholom, Mivayr B'Thiva Omer, Yaakov Avinu said clearly, Hayishi Bayom Ochalani Chore V'Kerech Balayla. In the daytime I worked for Lavan, and even though Lavan cheated him, left and right, but that didn't give him the right to cheat back. He had to work for him faithfully. And therefore, in the daytime I worked, what's it called, and got burnt by the sun. At night I froze in the ice. The tivat shnosi me'enai, I didn't sleep in order to fulfill the conditions that Lavan gave me for my work. I shouldn't be stealing. Mayanu eifu ha'oskim b'hanoseyam b'shas malocha u'b'teili menu u'kiyasku b'chatzeyam ish levitza. How much more so can we say about a person who takes excessive coffee breaks in the middle of work time, right? Reads a book, plays computer games, or other things that people do during the time they're being paid for their work, right? And they work not by the job, but they work by the hour. They're paid by the hour. You're paid by how much you're producing, what's it called, then all of the supplies. If you're paid by the job, right, then there's different halachas. Even though the job is supposed to be done by a certain time, right, but you can figure out when you want to do it and when not, as long as you finish by the deadline and you get the job finished. So if you can do the job quicker, you know, and have plenty of time to drink coffee, that's fine. But if you're being paid by the hour to give hours of work for an employer, then this halacha applies. Again, it's whatever the minhag ha-medina is, if it's customary for people to take coffee breaks, if it's customary for people to, you know, take a lunch break, and therefore, since it is customary to do those things, and no boss, okay, is standing over a person and making sure that he doesn't waste seconds from his job, and therefore you have to make a motzi when you eat lunch, and you have to bench, the full benching, right? Because nobody today expects that, nobody's not makbid on seconds. So therefore the first thing to go is not benching and brachas. So it's not that strict, because the custom is to accept these things. But if you go beyond the custom and you take too many coffee breaks or too long coffee breaks, or you fall asleep at your desk, or you play computer games, which is not acceptable, then you're a gossip. There's nothing, it's not that you're not a faithful worker, or it's not nice, or whatever, it's simple stealing. Nothing less than that. Okay. Klalo Shaldover, bottom line, what is the rule here? Hasacher Eitzel Chaveru, the Eizem Malach Shatiyah, a person who works for someone else, for whatever they're doing, whatever work they're doing. His time is sold to his employer. It belongs to his employer. Because he bought it. He bought his time. That even though it's talking over there about renting something to somebody, but here you're renting yourself to somebody. And when somebody, what's it called, rents an object, it's that person owns it for that time. When somebody rents himself his work, the person owns your work. He owns your time. The choma sheyikach mehem lanos atzmo be'eza ofen sheyeh einu ela gezel gomer v'imlom machlu einu machlu. If the person's not mochel, the employer says, look, you know, I don't mind if you take a coffee break. I don't mind. He has the right to do that. He has the right to make the work conditions anything he wants. But if he's makbid on every second, and there it also depends really, he can't really do that if that's against the minhag ha-medina. If nobody is makbid on that, right, and when a person gets hired to a job, they understand that they have lunch hour and they have coffee breaks and they can take, you know, they're not going to be hounded every second, and all of a sudden the boss says, I'm not like that, then you can say that I understood that when I was hired to work like normal people work, and this is not normal. Unless when you took the job, the boss said, this is not a normal place and we're going to be makbid on every second, then he has the right to do that. You have the right not to take the job.
It's against the law, anyways.
It's against what? It's against the law
To not give lunch breaks.
Okay. Again, so that's a minhag ha-medina. Shekvar amru Rav Seinu Zal, Averu shebeinon lechaveru, ein yom ha-kippurim mechapa, ad shiratzes chaveru. And that's gezel, meaning that you have, it's not something you did against God. You are sinning against your employer, and you need his mechila. And if he doesn't give you mechila, Yom Kippur doesn't help for that. V'lo od, Ela shafilu imasa mitzvah bisman malachto. Lo litztokatecha. You did a mitzvah. What's it called? You decided, right, you want to make a, in the middle of your workday, you're going to go around to your fellow workers and raise money for hachnosas kala. Great mitzvah. Tzedakah. Right? But you're wasting their time and your time from what you should be working. So not only is it not a mitzvah, but it's an aveira. And it's a mitzvah habob aveira, which comes into aveira. Lo litztokatecha shiv lo el aveira hibiyado. Shein aveira mitzvah. Just like stealing an animal and bringing it as a sacrifice. God doesn't want your stolen sacrifices. So it doesn't make it a mitzvah because you turned it into a sacrifice. Just the opposite. It becomes even worse. Because a sacrifice goes before God and God sees that it's gezel, so it brings the gezel before the rabbonsel. Similar to a case where a person steals wheat, makes it into bread, and now he wants to make a real bracha, a real good kavana, what's it called, you know, hamotzi lechem in the oritz. That's not a bracha. That's cursing God, because you're making a bracha on stolen property. Usually a mitzvah is a praklit. It's like a defense attorney for you. But here the defense attorney becomes your prosecutor. If you steal an object, it's stealing. The gezel's man gezel. And if you steal time, you're also stealing. Stealing time is also stealing. That's why people say that if you wake up somebody, you're stealing the time of their sleep. That's also gezel. It's not so clear. Because here you're stealing something monetary. Your time is money to your employer. If you steal from that time, you're stealing your money. But if you wake somebody up, you're not really stealing anything monetary. You're just bothering them. So that may not be considered stealing because there's nothing substantive that you stole. That's a different aveira of hurting a person. That's onas dvorim. Hurting a person by waking them up, that may be the issur. Could be not gezel. Could be it's not stealing.
Gnevas das also like that?
But Gnevas das is an isra of onah. It's not the isra of gezel. Ma gozel es a chefetz v'osobo mitzvah nasas enegor kador. Just like if you steal an object and use it for a mitzvah, it's just the opposite. Not only is it not a mitzvah, but it prosecutes against you. Af gozel es hazman v'osa mitzvah nasas enegor kategor. Same thing, if you steal time, which is time that's worth money. The opposite is also, it's not a mitzvah. You steal time to do a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah. Right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want your mitzvahs. He wants you to be faithful. The Rabban Hashem wants people to be faithful and honest. He doesn't want you to do mitzvahs in a way that shows that you're faithless and dishonest. And it's a shame that this idea is so abused. Right? I remember that my girls were in school. I won't mention any schools' names, but this is way before Kiryat Sefer, so don't blame Kiryat Sefer. They were told that they're allowed to cheat on tests, external tests that they were given, because parnasa. So that means that if it's for parnasa, you could steal too. Because if you can cheat, then you could steal also. Because basically you're stealing because you're getting credentials that somebody's going to hire you because of those credentials, and they're false. So basically you're fooling people. You're maybe stealing a job from somebody who has the credentials, and you shouldn't have gotten that job. It's unbelievable. And it's like understood to be okay. It's okay to steal. It's as long as you're doing it the same shemayim, doing it to learn, you're doing it to whatever. It's not true. There's no such thing. Right? Again, if there's some kind of heter or whatever, it's not really stealing, and there's, right, fine, then maybe it's okay. Maybe. But if it's out and out stealing, out and out cheating, out and out lying, right, there's no heter just because your parnosa depends on it, or because, I don't know what other reason they give. The Omer Einecha Lo Lemuna. Va'at Iyuv, Heir Al Atzmo, the Omer, In Tata Ashuri Mini, Haderech, V'Achar Einai Holach Libi, the kapai dovak ma'um, the habit yofi amoshal hazer. He said, I didn't touch anything that wasn't mine. Kidima hagezer habilti nigle kedover hamistap namik biyadov. Something, if you steal something that's not obvious, it's like something that, you know, sticky fingers. It's like it sticks to your fingers, right? Even though you didn't intend to take it, but lemaisa it stuck to your fingers. You didn't intend to steal from your employer, but by wasting his time, the stealing stuck to your fingers. Person doesn't go to steal, you know, with intention, on purpose, but it's very hard that a person should be completely clean from taking other people's things unless he makes an effort not to do it. Right? People have to perfect themselves that their eyes don't want what's not theirs. It's not even nice to them. Somebody else's thing is like fire. Why in the world would I want something that belongs to somebody else? But if you haven't perfected yourself like that, and when you look at something somebody else has, you do want it, and you could imagine having it, and then it's not fire to you, then it's possible that you won't be so careful. What you see pulls your heart. And then you try to find heterim. Well, you know, it's for parnasa, and it's pikuach nefesh, and therefore you're allowed to lie and cheat and steal and who knows what else. Okay. You know, it's to build a yeshiva, so you could steal somebody's land because they're building a yeshiva on it or whatever, a school or whatever. You know, theoretically speaking, that people could make that those kind of cheshbonos. Now, Kain Omer Iyuv, Shehulo Chenosa, Velo Holach Libo Acharenov, Al Kain Lodovek Bekatha Mum. Since he never wanted what somebody else had, he perfected himself to condition himself not to want what belongs to somebody else, so he never ended up having sticky fingers where somebody else's things just happened to stick to his fingers because he wasn't careful of being extra careful not to involve himself in getting something that doesn't belong to him.